The word of the Lord today, we heard a lot of action, a lot of motion as the women went to the tomb, as they went into the tomb, as they returned to tell the disciples, as Peter ran to the tomb and looked in and went away marveling at what he had seen. Verse 12 of the 24th chapter of Luke's gospel, but Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. It's hard to believe that it all started in a garage. Just over 20 years ago, by two college kids, originally called Back Rub. Today, we know it as Google, the search engine that in many ways has changed the world. I mean, it has certainly changed the way we think, or I guess you could say the way we don't think anymore, because all we have to do is Google it, right? Just Google it, you know, and you can find any information or hard question or trivia that you want. You want answered. We sit around our kitchen table, and my kids will tell you that I have my phone out almost at every conversation, answering, trying to answer some question or another. It's changed the way we think. Certainly changed the places we go as we look for the best restaurant to go to, or the trendiest vacation spot, or the most popular retailer. And it certainly has changed the way that we buy things. Home goods or parts for your car, or maybe just stuff that we really don't need. But the truth of the matter is that even with Google, people are still searching. They're looking for something more in their lives. As maybe they search for fame. I read this past week, an article that said within the last 6 years, 250 people have died taking selfies. Maybe standing on the ledge of a cliff or on the edge of a building, trying to find fame so that they can have the best picture that will get the most hits. Or maybe they're seeking attention. Like the guy who tries to bring gas cans into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York this past week after the fire at Notre Dame. Well, he got more than attention. Thank goodness he got arrested. We long, don't we? We long for meaning in our lives as we are people who are looking for grace, seeking the truth, people in need of mercy. Only to find ourselves misled by a world that would leave us feeling alone and afraid, discouraged, and in despair. But on this Easter morning, we come together to celebrate the fact that the search is over as God's truth is revealed for all to see. Jesus, our Savior, the one who was crucified, died, and was buried, has risen from the dead and is alive. And he has come to set us free. Free to live as forgiven people, free to live as fearless people, free to live as Easter people. So let me say it again. This Jesus, who once was dead, has overcome death and the grave once and for all. He lives that we can really live. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Now we all know, we just heard what happened that first Easter morning. As Christians, as followers of Jesus, we believe what happened that first Easter morning, even though we weren't there. But on a day like today, we can see it. On a day like today, we can feel it in our spirit. The power of Easter that took place almost 2,000 years ago still impacts our world today. It still makes a difference. Now, sometimes I have to admit, I sometimes wonder how much of a difference. When things turn difficult, when life gets mundane, when we buy into the lies, living in fear, stuck in our failures, giving into a culture that would have us to believe that this is it, this is all there is. Jesus came, you see, to give us so much more. As he gives us the truth, as he ushers in a new kind of kingdom, as he ushers in a different kind of kingdom, as he ushers in God's kingdom. For it is through his death and resurrection that Jesus gives us what we so desperately need. It is through his death and resurrection that Jesus gives this world what it so desperately needs. And the truth of the matter is, Jesus invites us, you and me, to share this truth with the world as we are people who go telling our story, restored and refreshed and ready to live differently as people who seek to live energized as we are people who go. Jesus himself said it this way, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like the wise person who built their house on the rock. The rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock." Here's what Jesus is saying. If you want your house to stand up, if you want your life to be on solid ground, then practice what I'm preaching. Do what I am saying. If you want real change in your life, don't just hear these words of mine occasionally every once in a while, but hear them and live them out. And that's why as a congregation, as a church, we've been looking at Jesus' words over the last 40 days in these 40 days of Lent. The ones that specifically are written in the red letters in your Bible. And we're learning, slowly but surely, we're learning how we can be people who put those words into practice as we're willing to take this red letter challenge. Living out Jesus' words in our day-to-day lives. Now, let me tell you, it's not easy to do it. I can speak from experience. It's not an easy thing. But you see, it's doable. It's doable for people like you and me when we are in relationship with Jesus. Because he's the one who changes us. He's the one who empowers us. He's the one who gives us the ability to change the world. If you don't think so, look what's happened in 2,000 years. 2,000 years, what has happened? I mean, it was a few women and a couple of guys who didn't believe it. And look at what has happened. And you see, this mission has become our mission. This is our calling. This is our purpose as followers of Jesus, to put God's word into practice. If you want to really boil it down to this, Jesus asks us to love others as he has loved us. So that we can be people who are actually going forward, going forth with the real story of Easter. Because you see, we're the ones who've experienced God's love. And as those who have experienced it, it should change us. It should change who we are and what we do. So that we can live a life that's not just hearing God's word, but actually living them out. As we live differently, reflecting the very heart of our God and bringing it to the people that God brings into our lives. To our neighbors, the people we hang out with and do life with. to the next generation, our kids and our grandkids, so that they can actually experience this life-changing love of God and be followers of Jesus too. And this happens when we are living lives that put God's word into practice, and as we are transformed by the truth. That being with Jesus changes us so that we can be people who are doing what God asks of us. People who actually forgive as we have been forgiven. People who are willing to serve, not expecting to be served. Ready to give what we have been given away so that we can take the message received and be people who are going out into the world. As we have the privilege of sharing this story of the resurrection. Really living as Easter people who found what we're looking for. Now sometimes kids can say the most profound things. I recently read about a dad who was driving with his young son when they passed the cemetery. The boy noticed a big pile of dirt next to an empty hole. Then he pointed and he said, "Look, Dad, one got away." It certainly appears that Jesus was dead on that first Easter morning. I mean, it was bleak for the women as they made their way to the tomb. I mean, it was dark. It was somber. They had experienced, boy, death up close. The grave, they thought, had the final say. And maybe you know that feeling. I know some of you here today certainly do. Death has impacted your life this last year. You've been to those wakes. You've stood at the grave of a loved one. You know loss. It's all around. It's personal. And you and I, we live in a world that is dying. Even as we experience the consequences of that in our own lives. Dead relationships, empty lives, broken hopes, and shattered dreams. And that is why, as we come upon the tomb today, we can be people who celebrate the fact that we are people, Roman numeral one, we are people who are telling the story. Telling the story of the one who got away. The followers of Jesus were as good as dead that first Easter morning. I mean, they were stopped in their tracks. They could barely move. I mean, it seems to me that a lot of them had given up. They were broken spirit. The disciples from this text, we're told, are nowhere to be found. And if not for their loyalty and their commitment, their love for Jesus, my guess is the women wouldn't have been at that tomb either. But it was there. It was there in the reality of life and death that God went to work. The tomb, as they discovered, was empty. Jesus was alive, and they, those women, they were changed. They had to go and tell. And you see, it's at the tomb of Jesus that we are changed by the truth. As God, point number one, sees our need. As he understands the pain and the hurt that we face in our lives. And as he knows how we struggle with selfishness and pride, as he reveals to us a heart of forgiveness and his great love for us. Because you see, in Jesus' resurrection, we see up close and personal what our God is up to. As he keeps his word and as he does the impossible, giving hope in our affliction, joy in our pain, and yes, even life in death. And as we put our trust in this one who has overcome death and the grave, we can live a new way as our God, point number two, as our God gives life. For the truth of the matter is, Jesus died that we would live. He went to the cross and he did for us what we could not do for ourselves. He paid the price for your sin and mine. He died your death and mine, but death could not hold him. He lives. And because he does, the search is over. We are forgiven. And we are now free to go and tell this incredible news, as we are people who are Roman numeral 2, living the story. Not discouraged, not uncertain, not afraid, but ready to go and tell others, because the search is over. We found what we're looking for. Jesus lives, and because he lives, we live. And we have a story to tell. No more fears, no more doubts, only joy. For here at the tomb, we find what we're looking for. Forgiveness and hope and life. And it is here that we find a God who comes to us, saving us so that we can experience life the way he intended it to be and share it with others as we go forth from the tomb, just as the women did. As we are, point number one, as we are empowered to go. Filled with Christ's Spirit, trusting in his goodness, believing in his mercy. As he seeks to use even people like us to go and tell. I mean, he used chicken disciples. He can use people like us, who don't have all the answers, who have our own questions, who have our own struggles, as he seeks to mold us and shape us into new and different people. But it's a process. It certainly was for those first disciples. It certainly is for us. But you see, as God empowers us, we can be people who are living by faith and not fear. As we simply live transparently, telling our story of how this risen Jesus has changed me. That's transparency. And all of you have a story to tell. It may not sound like anybody else's, but it's your story. And when you say it transparently, yeah, I've messed up, or I've blown it, or I need help, people won't reject you. They'll actually listen, because they've been in the same place you're in. So we'd go without fear, but by faith, as we live locally. We don't have to go and tell in another country or another state. We can do it where we live and work, and hang out with people, as we simply live consistently. Yeah, we're going to blow it, but we can be forgiven. We're going to fail, but we can take the next step. Just living consistently as we take the first step, and then the second step, and the third step. And this will happen when we are people who go point number two, who go boldly. The women went to that tomb that day searching for answers. But they came away changed, didn't they? trembling, certainly, yet they were moved to share the good news to people who didn't really want to hear it. As you leave this place today, let's be people who are going out with this good news that Jesus is alive. Maybe trembling a little bit, maybe not quite knowing what to say, but ready to tell others that the search is over, that we have found the one who got away. Life, it has a way of wearing us down. But on this Easter morning, there is an energy in the air because our Savior has come. Our champion has come. Our Redeemer has come. Rejoice, people of God. Jesus lives, and because he does, we have life now and for all of eternity. The search is over. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.